Why is the shopping cart always in the top right of the screen?
How do companies predict my purchases?
Why do prices end in 9?
Why do fast food companies use red and yellow in their logos?
Why do restaurants always have one expensive menu item?
Researchers, marketers, and very curious people seek the answers for how we make decisions and how we choose products. ClickSuasion finds the secrets that companies use and shares them with you.
Why do I feel better when I bought the last remaining airline ticket?
How do I make choices based on colors and fonts?
Welcome back to the ClickSuasion podcast for part 2 of the Behavioral Fundraising Series. This is Crystal Sutterling, ClickSuasion Labs, Pinehurst, North Carolina. During the Behavioral Fundraising Series, we are sharing how behavioral science and neuromarketing is applied to fundraising. Behavioral science and neuromarketing could be applied to nonprofit fundraising, political donations, investor relations, and traditional sales-based transactions. During this episode, we will discuss 3 behavioral constructs: scarcity, time pressure, and bundling. Scarcity plays a significant role in persuasion. Scarcity suggests that things are more valuable when their availability, or their perceived availability, is limited. Scarcity can mean a limited set of choices, or it can mean a limited time. Nonprofits can use scarcity to increase the effectiveness of their fundraising appeals. A pet rescue organization in Texas hosted a small, intimate dinner each month, with a maximum of 15 guests. The invitations were printed on linen paper and personalized for each recipient. The invitation stated, "Space is extremely limited. We have fewer than 10 seats remaining." The limited availability of seating made the event more salient and desirable due to the fear of missing out, also known as FOMO. Prior to using the scarcity construct, the charity sold an average of 80% of the seating capacity. Following the implementation of the scarcity principle, the charity sold 100% of the seats and had an average waitlist of 6 seats per dinner. In order to increase awareness and gain support from their audience, a wildlife charity in Wyoming shared the number of wild bison remaining with their audience. The charity placed an emphasis on the dwindling numbers by displaying interactive charts that showed the number of living bison by state, county, date, and gender. The interactive charts were updated regularly to place saliency on the number of bison and their life expectancy. The visual representation created a sense of urgency for the charity's audience because of the small number of bison compared to the bison population in 1919. When a pet rescue advertised their animals for adoption, they included the average time an animal is housed at the shelter, from the first advertisement to the time the pet was adopted. This showed how quickly the animals were adopted and motivated those who wanted a furry companion to act fast. Next up, time pressure. Before we dive into time pressure, these 3 behavioral fundraising tactics, plus 43 others, can be accessed through the Actionology Fundraising Pack. 50 total cards that provide tactics for applying behavioral science to fundraising. Your deck is waiting for you at clicksuasion.com/cards. That's clicksuasion.com/CARDS. Time pressure. Deadlines and urgency can easily influence people to act. We've all heard the phrases, 3 days remaining, 1 more hour, and today is the deadline. Time pressure can create a sense of urgency in fundraising. Time pressure is a type of psychological stress that occurs when a person has less time available, real or perceived, than is needed to complete a task. When donors feel time pressure, they narrow their focus and commit to less research and reduce cognitive reasoning before making their donation. A popular and effective use of time pressure is the checkout line. No clock or timer is counting down the time your transaction takes. However, you feel time pressure from all those people in line behind you. The employee asks, "Your total is $67.28. Do you want to round up to 68 to contribute to hurricane relief? Knowing everyone in line wants to move and aware that you are being judged by others around you, you say yes and donate the remaining 72 cents by rounding up to 68. Additionally, there are multiple types of time pressure, and each have their respective effects on decision making: low time pressure and high time pressure. Low time pressure: you can care about climate change and want to take action to save polar bears. While at home, you conduct research, carefully comparing organizations. You consider whether the charities are local, reputable, and how they address the situation, and what their results have been. You read reviews, you spend as much time as you feel necessary, and then make a contribution that you feel is appropriate. This is a small sense of urgency and a reduced amount of perceived time remaining to donate. High time pressure. Now, let's say you're at a charity dinner. The cause: saving the polar bears. During the auction portion of the dinner, others are bidding on an item that you and your spouse want. So you can't take the time to calculate the actual value of the item. You have mere seconds to make a decision. In the thrill of the moment, you lift your paddle and place a bid, most likely paying more than you would if you had more time to research the value of the item. Time pressure can influence how donors respond to your offer. During a Cancer Research Charity's annual gala, potential donors were told they had 60 minutes to complete their donations. 31% of the attendees made a donation. During the following year's annual gala, potential donors were told they had 10 minutes to complete their donations. 67% of attendees donated. The next behavioral construct is bundling. Nonprofits often offer products and services at a fee to the donor or consumer. Yes, nonprofits are businesses. Let's remind ourselves that basic finances, revenue minus expenses, equals profit. This applies to nonprofits too. Bundling occurs when several products or services are marketed, communicated, or presented as a single combined unit. The bundled product or service is often offered at a lower price than they would charge the customer to buy each item separately. This marketing tactic enables the consumer to purchase several products when the consumer is likely interested in one product or service. The products and services are usually related, and they consist of dissimilar items which appeal to a specific segment of customers. If you have two insurance policies, such as home and auto, through two separate companies, you might be able to bundle both policies together using only one company and reduce the total monthly payments or the total amount due. Bundling can also be used to switch several payments into one, making payments easier, even if it doesn't save money. It's the perception of value and convenience. If you are thinking about bundling multiple products, here are three tips to enhance your outcome. Tip 1. Avoid combining a low-cost item and an expensive item, and simply promoting the package. Mixing premium and non-premium products is likely to devalue the bundling and increase the consumer's willingness to cognitively process the value of the bundle. Tip 2. If you are mixing products with different values, establish the value of the individual items first, particularly the most expensive item. Tip 3. Focus on non-price attributes of the product, such as durability or comfort. Our research suggests this will reduce the devaluation effect from mixed value items. Research was completed by team members at Clicksuasion Labs, Actionology, Red Rooster Group, and several partner organizations. This is part 2 of the 3-part behavioral fundraising series. For Behavioral Science News, this is Crystal Sutherland, Clicksuasion Labs, Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Thanks for listening to Clicksuasion. Subscribe to the podcast, read our research, and get in touch with us at clicksuasion.com. You can also find us on Twitter with the handle @clicksuasion.